Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 467. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs. That's a good advice, Tony.
It's a bad.
Jeff is here.
Everything in moderation, folks.
That is not like what I just said.
And Earl is here.
Make sure you don't do it before your flight, especially if you don't remember the side effects.
There's
no side of the bottle.
Do not come with side of the bottle. Would be funny, right? Like,
I mean, that's the case right there for why to, you know, they get safer, guys. Sell it at the store. Get it at 7-Eleven.
Right. So there can be a side of the bottle. So Jeff goes, maybe I shouldn't take this.
I mean, I know better now. And if anyone listens to my tales, they will know as well. But yeah.
Just think about what Jeff would do in those situations and just do the opposite thing.
Yes.
So that's pretty much what you do.
That's pretty much right.
So we talk about games, maybe.
Kind of.
Occasionally. Yeah. We're going to keep this one short this week.
An hour and 10 minute deadline, apparently. So,
yes. Some people need to run off and get their Zelda on.
Not naming names.
No. Nobody is naming names as to what Jeff might be doing. we got some other new games that aren't Zelda. Because that doesn't unlock for a little bit. Earl, you've been playing Borderlands 3.
It's way too much Borderlands 3. I think I mentioned at the end of last week that I ended up pre-ordering two versions of the PlayStation 4 version by accident because I'm terrible with money, as I proved again today, but that's a whole different subject. And
you realized you pre-ordered two more accidentally?
So now you have four copies of Borderlands?
That would
give
be
away
much.
All the shows and in the money.
But no, the actual money I spent today was actually on stuff for an adult me. I bought new suits. I only wanted to get one suit, and the people in the store just kept on talking me into it. I only got two, not a third one. So
that's what I was going to ask. How many suits did you actually?
It's like I need one for each day of the week, obviously.
It was suits that were bad. It was like they taught me to get in shoes and dress shorts with them as well. I think they know when they saw a sucker. Borderlands 3 I've been playing. To finish the story from the start. So I got the PlayStation 4 version digitally, which is the one I pre-ordered second. And then I got the my version from Best Buy. Came in the mail sometime this week. Best Buy has a free nice exchange policy, so I just went and got the Xbox One version of it as well. I could have gotten a game, but
now you can play with everybody.
I can play with everybody. I've been whoring myself out to Borderlands all week and weekend. I think I'm something like 25 hours into the game.
Wow.
My character. Okay, so like I said, I've been hurling myself out to everybody. So I have one friend I was going to play with, but they weren't going to be around last weekend. So I started a character, and that character I just kind of hopped around a bunch of different friends' games with, and so I ended up calling him my mercenary because he's it's not somebody who's following the story. He's just like whoever's on, I'll pop in for like an hour or two, play with them, get some new weapons and stuff like that. Then I started it. Okay, so my main character is Zane, who's the operative. Long story short with this before I get into details, Borderlands 3 is Borderlands. If you played any other Borderlands, this is the same exact game.
Awesome.
More Borderlands.
I feel better about having not bought it already.
It's the same exact structure. You start off with two weapons, you level up, you eventually get a third shot, you level up, you get a grenade shot, you eventually get like a perk, a shield, all that stuff, the same Borderlands, the same kind of, it's, I will say, I think the type of humor has not gotten, it's gotten old as I've gotten older. It does not, I mean, it never really, it was always juvenile, but you was kind of like juvenile, ha, this is dumb. Now it's just kind of dumb, and it's like, this is dumb. I think I read online, somebody summed it up best, is that they made all the characters obnoxious in this game to the point that you don't really like anybody. Like before, it used to be like Claptrap and Handsome Jack, who were kind of the annoying characters. And now it's like everybody, the side characters, your partners, your allies, they all just talk to you constantly throughout the game. And it's,
kill them all.
Yeah. Yes, I do, actually. There's one character you meet early on in the game named Vaughn, who's kind of like, so the big difference between this and other Borderlands games is there's multiple worlds. So you're not just on Pandora, and it's not like different environments on that planet. You go to different worlds. And
that's interesting, at least.
I mean, it isn't because like the different worlds essentially are like the different domains you had in the previous Borderlands.
Okay.
Like it's just like it's not like it's interconnected, and it's like you go to this world and there's an area to explore, and then you finish that and you go to another world, and like you know like they have different. Like, I think that some of them are you know like one is kind of more it's like ancient temples and it's more not linear but like the paths are smaller. And it's not many hidden paths. And then you have something like a Meridian City, which is a much bigger, wider open space with multi-levels and stuff like that. So I do enjoy that they did stuff in environments by making them more diverse. But it's still kind of the same concept of like, you go and this is like you know, it's like, it's not just all sand and desert. There's other environments, but it's still kind of the same thing dressed up. And then some of them have vehicle, like they're big open spaces you can use the vehicles, and then other ones because they're so narrow you can't use the vehicles. And one of the biggest changes, which I find annoying, is there aren't a lot of fast travel spots in the game anymore. So like there are times where you want to do something and it's literally like you'd have to go back to the start of the level and run back somewhere.
Oh. Yeah.
So yeah, that was those changes that I don't know why they did that, because there are maps where you have like one quick travel and it's usually at the beginning of the map. So yeah, like I said, it's Borderlands, and it comes with all the headaches and positives of that. Like I still enjoy the game. Like the core loop of the game, you know, killing a bunch of stuff, getting new loot, seeing what shiny new things it does. You know, the various gun combinations, like, you know, I think the big one they showed off and they make sure you know it. It's the first weapon you get in the game. It's like you can get like a pistol that shoots rockets. So you get combinations like that. You can have, you know, like right now I have a shotgun that does radioactive damage, or it can do cryo damage, or I mean, it can do both, but you'd have to switch gears. You have one gun that has like a smart tracker, so you use that, you pop it on the enemy, and your shots for like the next 8 or 10 seconds will all hit that enemy.
Well, that's kind of cool. Like chases after the bullets, like become smart bullets and chase them.
Yeah, yeah. There are guns that, like, when you reload them, you throw them out and they bounce around, and if they hit an enemy, they explode. There's some that when you do it, it's kind of like a mini grenade. You throw it on the ground and you shoot it, and it causes a bigger explosion. There's a weapon my friend had, like a rainbow unicorn grenade. So you throw it out and it takes the form of a unicorn, and the unicorn goes forward and then comes backwards to hit the enemy. There was another one I saw that was really awesome. It's something out of the Joker's playbook, but like you throw a grenade and the grenade explodes into a bunch of little marbles that then explode as well. I didn't cut off in the first trailer, is you can have a gun, like when you reload it, it grows eggs and walks behind you. So they've always been really good with that stuff. Yeah. Out there, weapons, and that's you know, that's the best part of the game. The one downside to the whole system with that is because a lot of the weapons are randomly generated. I played today for about an hour and a half, and I found nothing that was better than what I currently had equipped. And that sometimes sucks, where it's like, oh, this is a higher level gun, but it doesn't do extra damage. It's not more accurate. It doesn't have any stats that are like, I should exchange this. And it's weird. Get like a legendary or a rare. And it's like, okay, these are legendary, but it's worse than the gun I got 5 hours ago.
That's cool. Not really. Like getting a shit that is worse, it sucks, but
I don't know.
Not sold on it, Jeff.
Well, just like listening to Earl, and I actually did listen to the Giant Bombcast this week randomly. I haven't listened to it in so long, but yeah. I think Gerstmann is kind of like saying the same shit. We're just like, yeah, it's Borderlands. Like, you would expect like them to have done more with it in the that amount of time, I guess.
7 years.
Yeah.
It's been seven years.
I think like it's fine with just being in another Borderlands, even if so, but I do feel like maybe that's not as impressive anymore. I think that's kind of what you were like saying too, which was just like, yeah, it was really
it's still
awesome.
Fun.
It's fun, it's fine. I'll probably have a good time when I do play it, but it's like, you know, Borderlands was impressive, like an impressive like kind of new idea when it came out, but it's like not anymore. So it's just like, yeah, that's good, it's fun. I'll play it one day.
Because since Borderlands 2, there's been so many games that kind of have adopted that model. That's not necessarily as unique anymore.
And there are others. I mean, I'm thinking mostly of Destiny that have better gunplay. I mean, I enjoy Borderlands, but and it's gun feel. I will say this much: it still feels better than Anthem, which I know is not a huge bridge to cross, but. So it still feels nice, but it because like the gunplay is not only is it a first person gunplay that isn't like super great, but it's also kind of hidden behind the RPG elements. So like you can do stuff where your guns aren't hitting or doing a ton of damage because you have a 50% chance of actually hitting an enemy or something like that, and the game has to account for that.
Right.
Yeah, but you, like all that said, like you bring up Destiny, which I didn't play a ton. Like I've played the game and like God, like the controls and that and everything feel great. Like it feels like good shooter gameplay.
And that's what, I mean I think Destiny as far as those types of games is the gold standard for how like Bungie has always been great at making the gunplay feel great. And I zagged on it before, but I do own it, so I can do that. Like you compare that to something like Anthem, where Anthem just does not feel good to play. Shoot stuff, and it's like if you don't get that fundamental down, or you have like Borderlands has enough trappings to disguise that it's not a super tight shooting game.
Yeah, like it's better than like Fallout or something, you know. But it's like this is by memory too, but it's like it's not that much better than like it's not up to like Halo or
right. Which I mean, like that's you know Bungie and 343 kind of they have the model down. Call of Duty has the model down.
Yeah. Call of Duty, I think Titanfall has great controls. Destiny, Halo, all great first-person shooters. And when you have these titans, no pun intended, it's hard to just kind of accept like this is good enough. But like I said, because it's not a like it never gets intense where it's like, oh man, I screwed up because I didn't get that headshot. Because the game does a lot to cheat for you, not necessarily auto aiming, but like a lot of the enemies will have huge hitboxes, and it will compensate with the fact that like, oh, your guns may not do, you know, you might not hit well, but they'll do damage over time. It's corrosive, or you set the person on fire, something like that. And again, stuff like that, where it's like, okay, you know, electricity beats shields, corrosive beats armor, fire beats flesh, and stuff like that. It has those elements that adds to the variety of combat, which again is something that Anthem does not have. And I always bring up Anthem because it's out this year and it's the easiest target. So yeah.
By me.
And the other thing that I think, and it's the biggest change for this game, but it's a change that I understand what they were going for, but I actually do think it worked out against them, is that your characters now have multiple skill trees. And that means, well, they've always had multiple skill trees, but now they also have multiple abilities you can pick from. So each character has like three abilities, and as some of them can equip more than one ability at a time. But what that means is, like, unlike previous games, that one ability, as far as early game goes, my highest character is only 21. It might get better. It does not really feel like anything was ever given weight to make it feel like it's really like this is the power, this is the path to have to go down. It just kind of feels like, oh, okay, this is a nice special move, but I'm not going to do a ton. I mostly forget to do it because it doesn't do a ton for me.
I am probably not getting Borderlands 3 for a while, so.
Yeah, I don't have time for it right now. Like, there's too many other games that I really want to play.
Yeah, and I mean, I think Borderlands is going to be, for me at least, kind of what my son and I tackle after we finish Gears. So by the time we get to Borderlands 3, it'll be cheap.
That's to say, I mean, we only have first week sales in Europe, I think. But I think they said it came in like half of Borderlands 2. So yeah, look for that game on Black Friday for like $25.
Nice. That sounds like good price. But I have seen like people, you know, say they're enjoying it. So, and you seem to be enjoying it for what it is.
Oh yeah, for what it is.
I mean, after all this like kind of trash talking or whatever, it's like it looks like fine. It looks like Borderlands.
Yeah, it's. Right. I think it's a fun social game because, like, honestly, I prefer playing it with friends because I can drown out what the game's saying and just talk. Because I don't care about the plot. You know, just kind of to roll it all together. Like they tried to replicate the handsome Jack who's been the big bad for most of their franchise, and so what they do is like the big villains of this games are essentially Twitch streamers, which. To be honest, I hate them in real life too, so they got that going for them.
All right, well, continue playing Borderlands 3. Fill us in as you play more.
And if you want again, I'm on PS4 and Xbox, so.
you're both. You can give us all the technical details. In terms of other new things that have come out, the Genesis Mini came out today, and I got one. I did play a little bit of Sonic. I mean, you kind of have to, right? Like you boot that thing up. It's like if you boot up the, you know, Nintendo Classic or Super Nintendo Classic, you have to. You have to play some Mario.
Are you a Sonic 2 guy like me?
I like Sonic 2. I am not a huge Sonic fan.
Okay, but if you're doing Genesis Sonic, is it because there's people that are, you know, there's the Sonic and Knuckles people, and there's, I don't know, I guess there's some people that are like, yeah, part one, that's the one.
I like part one for like the first zone. Like, I think that, and that's like what most people kind of associate with Sonic. But if we're going like, which game is better, which one do I like more? Sonic 2 is the better game. Like, Sonic 1 immediately slows you down after you get through Green Hill Zone, you get to that, that lava level, like, you're immediately slowed down.
It's a pretty, like, you know, people forget this, but like, it's especially Sonic 1 is a very kind of traditional 2D platform. Like, mm-hmm. It's not, yeah, it has those moments where you, like, the thing that made it stand out is it had those moments where you're going through loops and you're going fast, right? But, like,
yep.
Otherwise, and I think it's a good, like, I don't think it's, you know, I don't think any of the Sonics are as good as Mario, but it's good, I think.
Yeah, it's not a bad game.
I will also say it's the fans, but also it's kind of been Sega, because Sega has tried to replicate that go fast feeling in 3D constantly instead of focusing on making a purely great 3D platformer.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where the reputation of the franchise comes from. But yeah, I think that it was, I mean, I think really why it's so difficult for me to go back to Sonic 1, it's the same reason I think a lot of people don't really go back to Mega Man 1, is like, Sonic 2 adds something that's so definitive to the franchise, and to go back to one that doesn't have the spin dash, it just feels unnatural.
That's part of it, yeah. I think it runs smoother. I think it looks better. I think that when you have areas like Chemical Plant Zone and the Casino Night Zone or whatever it's called, like, those are just fantastic level design, like, that I don't think anything in one comes up to, you know?
Yeah, I think they're both good games, but two is the better one. I think.
Sorry to sidetrack it, but so you're saying Sonic 2 guy, then 2?
Sure, yeah, we'll go with that.
I would go even further and say that, like, that's one of my favorite 16-bit games is Sonic 2. Anyways.
Yeah, so the system's nice. It's tiny, you know, like the other classic mini systems. It's interesting because it has like the cartridge slot on the top of the Genesis. It worked.
Push it in. Yeah.
You can push it in. In fact, I saw somebody on Reddit, like, it's the size of a GBA cart. So somebody took a picture of like a Genesis with like a crazy taxi GBA cart in it.
I have to do that.
But the buttons work on the side, like, so the volume, like the volume slot goes up and down. I don't think it does shit, but it slides. It actually moves. The reset button presses in and resets, and the power button slides left to right. And the power button, the power light shows up red on the thing, so it like looks like an operational little Genesis. The controller cable is fine. It's fine. Like it's you know, 5 feet or so. It's not NES classic where you're like you're glued to your TV. But I would recommend buying the I think it's a Retrobit. Retrobit has made a 6-button controller that's USB. And I would recommend that. It has like a really long cable.
So. I'm probably just gonna get. I'm hoping that they sell just like the extension cables, like you could use for.
You can get the, because it's just USB, so it's not like proprietary, like the.
Oh, you just use ones. Like you can use like any fucking.
USB extender.
Nice.
So yeah, that works. I like the menu music. It's nice, like going in. Actually, I also like that you can change the menu. So it drops you into a screen with like a listing of games, just like the other mini systems do. But this one, and I don't know if you can do it in the NES Classic or Super Nintendo Classic, but you could sort this one by like release date, alphabetically. Genre.
I think it's just like a bar at the bottom that you scroll left to right.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Like, but
it's
this
kind of like a random order too. Just like, here's our games.
Yeah, so like this one, like if you want it, like you can like, oh, I was like going through and it did seem a little random at first, but that was because it was by release date. But then like I sorted it by A to Z, or you can actually sort it by players, like whether it's one or two players. So
you could sort it. You could also sort it. Visually by spine, so that you're just looking at the spines of the games or whatever. Like,
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't think I would use that. Although I thought that was a neat touch on the last Sega collection, where it was like you're in someone's house and you kind of like look over to their
couch. Where it was that. Yeah, where it's like you were in the virtual room with that one.
Yeah.
This is just like a it's like an online library that's just there, kind of like you pick you go in, like you pick your game you want to play. It gives you a paragraph on what that game is. And then you can jump into the game. So I played a little bit of Sonic. I also played Genesis Tetris, which I didn't know existed.
It didn't. I mean, it kind of did, but I think Sega were the ones who kind of commissioned it for this this device.
Okay, it's not a good version of Tetris.
Like, that's what I've heard.
It's a bad version
but
of Tetris,
hey, you know, but it's there. It's Tetris, and it's on the thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I hear you, but it's, you know, it's cool.
Like, I was like, I had to play it, because I like Tetris, and like, it's like, oh, this is bad. like, this is not how I want to play Tetris now. What else did I played? Played a little bit of, there's like another game on there that first time ever or whatever. I played a little bit. It was a shooter. I'm not good at shmups, but it seems to control fine. The controller feels good. It's look, it's a Genesis 3-button controller. They are not the best controllers. They're fine.
That authentic feel, man.
Yeah, like a just a little too loose, right? Like, like sometimes you're like, shit, like what the hell's going on? And that's, I ran into that very much with Mega Man the Wily Wars, which is
That was one that was like barely not released, right? Like it was like a
Sega Channel. Yeah, I don't think Sega Channel. I don't think it was a release, especially in North America. But yeah, it's just a remake of 1 and 2, right?
It's a 1, 2, and 3.
But with a little bit of visual improvement, isn't there? Like,
yeah, it's a 16-bit version of that game. Like it, it looks a little bit better than the you know Nintendo versions. But and evidently, if you beat all three of the games, it unlocks what they call Wily Tower, which brings in a, like a new boss or something. So I don't know. I thought it looked pretty cool. It's a nice little system. I like it. It's really cool. It looks really nice next to my other little mini systems. I'll have to play with it a little bit more and see how much I like it compared to Super Nintendo and Nintendo Classic, but it's up there. It's a very solid machine. Way better than that PlayStation Classic.
Yeah, that thing sucks, man. Is there like a game that you're like, I'm gonna like play through this game because since I bought this, I'm gonna do this. Like, you know, is there a game you're gonna dig into or no?
No, you know, because I beat Bloodlines last year, like emulated Bloodlines, and then they released it as part of the Castlevania collection, and now it's on there. So like that would have been probably the one I did, but yeah. I'll dabble in some stuff.
I semi ruined it for me because I had never, like, up until this year, I'd never played Genesis, Castlevania, or Contra. I played them both this summer on the collections that came out. So, it sucks that I, like, ruined that for me. But I think for me, it's going to be I'm going to play the two Mickey games on there.
Like Castle of Illusion and World of Illusion. Yep.
So cool that they got that on there. Like, a fucking licensed thing, you know, like, just. Plus, those games are like, I played through one of them on the PlayStation 3, and I dig it. Like, I thought that game, yeah, I thought that one was good. Like, I think it was, I don't know how you unlocked it. Like there was that remake, right? But somehow I had unlocked the original Genesis version. I had played that as well on PlayStation.
Hmm.
Yeah, those games are, at least that one I thought was really cool. I'm going to play through that again, and I'm going to play through the whatever the other one is. So.
But it's nice seeing this system be good because Sega's been releasing like these clone consoles and they've been shit, and this one's like actually legitimately a good version of one of those. So good on Sega.
It kind of burns my balls though because like I don't know, like I was never as big in the Genesis. Like Super Nintendo, I think is like a cooler fucking system, and it's like. The Super Nintendo Classic was good, but like, what if it had twice as many games, you know, or whatever? Like,
right.
This had little things that are better like this, you know. Yeah.
I mean, I love the Genesis. It was my 16-bit system growing up for years until I finally got a Super Nintendo.
You didn't have them both, huh?
Not like I did eventually get a Super Nintendo, but like my exposure to. Like Zelda and Super Mario World mostly came from playing it at like friends' houses until I bought one when I was in high school. Like
crazy.
At the tail end of that.
Like as it was about to die off.
Right. Yeah. But my Genesis was mostly like sports game system. Like and
yeah.
You know, NHL, Madden, like all that stuff. So those games are not on here, so but you're never going to get like NHL 94 or 95 or Madden 95 or 96 on this system. Like
cool.
the licensing of that just doesn't work, but yeah. Anyway, I think it's like $80. So, it's a, I don't know. I think it's a, you know, good little system.
I'm hedging my bets that it collapses in price at the PlayStation Classic, but this seems like it might actually be a good device.
Not like that. You might be able to get it on sale.
Well, not like that, but like on sale for like $50 or so.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's going to collapse as fast as. Yeah.
Dude, you can get like regularly. You get for $20. I finally did buy it, and it's just awful. Awful game selection.
It's a bad game selection. It's a bad system in general. Like the games run slow.
I mean, not to beat up on that device too much, but it is so weird to consider it was one of the best-selling consoles of all time. It's kind of like PlayStation All-Star Battle Royale. You have this deep history, and somehow you just kind of fall over the tree and miss every branch on your way down that people care about.
Yep.
I do think that also that generation has aged the worst too. I mean, there's something that you can't get around that.
I don't disagree, but I think like they also like for this as a showcase for what that system was, they made bad choices.
So half-assed.
There are better games that represent that system better.
There are European ROMs they just threw on there, like versions of games that are up to snuff, even like, and you know, like you could easily just put the North American version in, and it would have been better. Like just shit like that, dude. Like it's trash. Anyways. Sorry, Sony.
Yeah. I don't know. I still want an N64 classic, though.
I want a GameCube classic. So I just want GameCube games. Give me on the Switch, goddammit.
Yeah, but that's the thing. They could give us GameCube games on the Switch. Right? Like
that's
could
really what I want.
Give us Wind Waker. Give us Sunshine.
I think the problem...
Metroid.
And the problem is, and we've seen this with the PlayStation 2, and Microsoft has all you. Microsoft does it, but on a per game basis, is that it's really hard to emulate that generation because this generation, the one after, that was when they really started doing these measures to prevent piracy and emulation. So a lot of those workarounds are harder and harder to replicate because, like with the Switch, or with the GameCube, Wii, and Wii U, those all just had this hardware built into it. The PlayStation and the PlayStation 2 did the same thing, but like the PS3 really didn't handle PlayStation 2 games, while the PS4 doesn't at all right now.
I'm not buying any of it though. Fuck that. They can figure it out. If they want, I hear you. I get what you're saying, but like, come on. They can figure something out.
I don't want them to just figure something out and people then get an experience that is subpar to what they remember. Because, I mean, we talk about the Sega Genesis Classic, but this is like the 15th Sega mini console.
Yep.
But this is the first one they actually tried on.
Yeah.
But give me the fucking GameCube games. I don't care. Just do it.
But really.
Fucking remake them from the bottom up. I don't give a shit.
They did it with Wind Waker, right? Like
exactly. And guess what? I would pay for that again on the Switch. Please.
Listen, Nintendo, you can have my money and Jeff's money.
You'd buy Wind Waker again, right?
I would. Yep.
It's a fantastic game. My
favorite 3D Zelda.
Wow.
It is my show. I will also say from a personal, like right now, Nintendo is on the N64 nostalgia. Train, not necessarily the system, but there's a lot of like N64 clothing and items. So I'm waiting with bated breath for when they do the GameCube generation next. Get me some nice GameCube clothes, a new wallet. I have way too many N64 shirts right now.
I can't wait. I mean, like, we're kind of there with GameCube in a way where it's like it is a retro system and shit now, but it's like, what's like that, like real, like when those people come of age that were like real little kids with it, and then we get that like nostalgia, like cashing in on that nostalgia. I'm right there with it. It's my favorite system of all time. I can't wait for the GameCube Renaissance.
It'll happen. Just like,
oh, for sure, it's coming.
Five more years.
Yeah, give me my Chibi Robo so I can download it for $10 instead of having to pay like fucking $80 for it. Anyway.
So we've all played more Gears 5.
You guys won't play with me. Jeez. Thanks for the invite.
The guy who doesn't want to do horde mode.
you could have joined with us and been like
you did invite me, I'm just fucking around.
You could have joined us and said, "Hey, can we play Versus? I like Versus because I'm good at Versus." You could have said that. Like,
oh, other funny thing is, this is like a total side note. Like, I played some Versus with my friend today, and he's like, "Your friends play Horde?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Can you tell them to add me?" I was like, "Dude, I'll try to work it in." Like, I don't even know if he listens to this podcast, but I was like, "I'll try to work it in somewhere. We'll like maybe we'll get a match together, and they can add you and then play together." Because he's like, "I just need people to play with. I need a team." So, anyways,
that I mean,
I'll greet you two. I'll greet my friend Eric and the rest of you guys at some point.
Cool,
good dude,
cool.
Good dude.
Yes, yeah, so we played a little more Horde. Unfortunately, had a weird network issue where it kicked four of us out of the match at round 31.
What?
Yeah, we had just wrapped round 30. Is that right, Earl and Tony?
So did you guys
33 or 34 or something? We were like mid 30s. We were kicking ass. I assume what happened was the net code realized how much I was carrying the team, and they're like, "I just have to unload some of this weight off my shoulders." But yeah, I don't know what happened. It was just funny because like I continued playing, but I just got all AI bots.
And we all just like the entire team just dropped, Jeff. And Earl's like, "What's going on?" We're like, we're all going like, "What's going on?" Because our screens all went blue.
All right, so who was left in the match?
Just Earl.
Just me and four computers, and I'm like, because they're like, "What's going on? Are we still loaded?" And I'm like, "I'm playing," and I see all the characters on the screen. I'm like, "They're moving and stuff," and then I'm like, "Oh no, it's all AI now," and they tried to join again. They kept on, what was it, waiting for a host. So we tried to, I went through another wave. Nothing happened. We tried to get down. It was like nothing. And it was so frustrating because, again, we were doing so well. We got the right stage. We had the,
We had Walter and Tyler, like both playing as engineers.
Yeah. We had, I think we had three of the taps going that were still good.
Yeah.
I still don't even know that thing that Walter found, that thing you can melt weapons.
Oh, the forge. Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I don't know where that came from. Did he build it? Or did it just, he said it appeared, but.
Oh, I thought it meant he appeared in the fabricator.
Okay, maybe that's what, I was just like, wait, but I've never seen this. I've played plenty of Horde. Where did this come from?
Maybe it's a thing people don't think of because, like, who's going to burn weapons? But the fact that you can do it, like, you can burn weapons that are out of ammo. So, like, the big power weapons that you get from the Guardians and stuff is a great thing. But, yeah, we were doing well. I was Sarah Connor, and I have to say, once she levels up, she's really great because, like, she just does, she has so much health, and her shot, you can increase her shotgun damage. So you just run up to people. You can take a decent amount of hits, and you run up to people and just shock them in the face once or twice, and they're out. And, you know.
She doesn't start with that, though, right? Or does she?
I mean, her ability is that overall she has a toughness, so she has more health in general, but then as you play, you can level up your individual stat in a game. So, like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So that was great. Because I was actually trying to play as Batista, but I guess because we already had another Marcus on the team, I couldn't switch to him. So I didn't get to play around with the cards, which I have not done yet.
But like, wait, does Sarah Connor start with a shotgun?
It's actually her default weapon, so it will be on. Like, it's what she starts with, but it's also
in Horde. Yeah,
just in Horde. Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, because like, usually, I mean, this is how I play. Like, the answer tends to be on the right side. Yeah. But yeah, her shotgun is the right. It's the weapon you start with. It's the default. It's the one you're going to tend to go to. The one downside, as we noted several times throughout Horde, is like this really is just not enough ammo for some of the default guns that enemies drop. Like, a lot of enemies, most enemies, as far as I can tell, don't use answers. So like that one tends to just have to be item boxes. And then
there's only two, and they appear each round. Although they're like Marcus, has a card that can speed up ammo regeneration. So, like, you, if he has that equipped, like, you might get like a box, you know, every half round or whatever.
I don't like. I wish that the item, like the ammo box, was not like. There's one, like, I wish everyone could grab from the ammo box, essentially. You get what I'm saying? Like, that it wasn't just, like, one instance of it in the entire world where, like, if I grab it, it's gone for you, right? Like, that's how it is, isn't it?
Or right. No? Well, it's to keep the ammo scarce so that you're always kind of...
I know, but you should be able to refill between rounds. Fucking Halo let you do that. Like, everyone was able to run up to the ammo box and refill, like...
Right. And you can, if, like... There's always the
fabricator.
Like, yeah, you can go and buy your gun again and get a full clip of ammo, but you have to spend your power.
I mean, ultimately, I think what they want you to do is play around with a different weapon, because a lot of enemies, they might not drop ammo for your weapon, but some of their weapons are more powerful than the default. It's just that, like, you want to stick to what you want to stick with. And I think if the shotgun's going to be my default, like, I actually do prefer the overshot, but because of her stats, the natural works well with her. So the answer is really just for killing some of the smaller enemies that I don't want to waste my shotgun ammo on. So it's not like something I run out of, but, you know, like, I like options to pick up ammo instead of wasting like the ammo boxes on refilling my shotgun and like five clips of my like five bullets from my answer every round that could go to somebody else who needs it more.
I have gotten more open minded about playing around with different weapons. Like, I was very rigid and like, I just want to use the Lancer. That's it. Just let me use the Lancer, guys. I'm like. There was one, like, when I played Horde mode with my friend, I had chosen, I think his name was like Foz, and Foz, he has like, he starts with like the MK, whatever, it's the, like semi-automatic,
the Marxa, which is like,
like the Marxa and the headshot weapon, the sniper weapon,
a long shot.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I've been using. I love
it. I finally used the long shot today, but like the M whatever. That gun at first I was like, no, why would you, like, I hate having to pull the trigger each time. That weapon's fucking awesome. Like, it doesn't like jump around like the fucking Lancer, you know, it doesn't have like the crazy recoil and fucking shit on it, and it only takes like two or three shots and the motherfucker's dead, you know. So I grew to really love that, and then I just got really open-minded from there about like, I'll just grab whatever's on the ground and fuck with that. And I think it makes you better at the game too when you're more willing to play with the different weapons like that.
Anyways. Yeah, because some weapons, just like as Earl said, like some weapons are just better. Like, I don't think the claw is great, especially because it slows down. The longer you leave, like the longer you pull the trigger down. But those first initial burst using the claw like really rip through an enemy. So if you can get some hits on them, you can take them down quickly.
Yeah.
And like they're all like, all the weapons are situational and, you know, interesting to use. So I think if you play arcade mode, that actually would give you it you know, kind of encourages you to play with other weapons, because the power ups for that are other weapons, right? So it's like,
yeah,
you get four eliminations or whatever, and you can then buy a new gun that is stronger than whatever you started with. So
yeah, you get basically get a point for every kill. Like, it's like this separate like skull thing, like the skull meter that builds up or whatever. Yeah. It's like, hey, if you got, you know, six skulls, you could buy this special weapon. And I think that's a really neat idea. And once I like noticed that and got into that, like, it's just a really cool thing. Like, I really like that.
Yes, that would also explain Chris running around trying to find a claw to use.
Yeah, well, I'm also trying to like complete the challenges on the like the Tour of Duty, the metal side, to get the skull.
Yeah.
So like one of them is get 100 kills with the claw. So I'm like running around trying to find the claw. Like, need to get my kills here. Like, there's lots of like easy enemies in Horde. There's also, you know, there are some annoying enemies like those shielded guys.
Oh, where you have to shoot the little robot.
Yeah. Not a big fan of them, but or the guy that the Scion that has the ice, like the cryo or whatever.
I don't like fighting against him, and his weapon sucks too.
I actually like the weapon because it's because you don't have to freeze him just enough, and then you can just run up and melee them, and it's a one hit kill. So you, because you also do like an animation where you just kind of kick them over. It's kind of great. The one thing I've seen, and I don't know how to do, I've seen like there are like, you know, there's always been the execution, but there's one where you just continuously punch somebody.
Oh yeah, the pistol execution. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what it is. Okay.
And then you can just keep pressing B and
we just keep on
keep going forever. Yeah.
Is that what happened to you at the end of that one match? Where you got,
yeah, like, but that was the enemy doing it to me.
That's awesome.
It's like we're all dead, and I was the last one crawling around.
You were,
and finally, like this drone like walks up on me, kicks me over, and then kneels on top of me and just starts punching me mercilessly. It was like for 10 seconds.
It went on like, forever. Stop.
It's like, please stop. Like, everyone's dead. You don't need to do this anymore. Have you guys played any of the campaign?
I mean, not more than I did before. Did you beat it, Chris? I'm assuming
No, I'm still in Act 2. I've mostly been playing, like, multiplayer.
I know. Like, that's the thing. Like, I'm telling you, man. Like, this game has grown on me quite a bit. And, like, I don't play it a ton, but I just feel like for a while I'll play one or two at least versus matches a night. Like, it's just, that's what I like about it. The campaign bored the shit out of me, and I was just like done with it pretty quickly.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the campaign, but like I'll go through and play an area, and then I'll jump out and, you know, play a versus match or do some escape runs.
It's just, I don't feel compelled. Like, I don't care about the story, right? So I don't care about that. And I'm just like, when I think about Gears, what I want to play is the multiplayer. Like, I don't.
So, and Gears, like the Gears campaign for this is a little weird, which I think you talked about it because you were already in the open last week.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
It's weird. Like, there's, it's an empty open world. Like,
not a good idea, in my opinion.
You go to locations on the map, and like those are all, you know, traditional Gears events, like encounters or whatever. But yeah, it's like weird because like there's nothing in the open world, and I think it's a huge missed opportunity, like that they could have had like roving bands of swarm or something, or infected robots, or like just giving you anything else in the open. Outside of just pretty scenery, because it looks amazing, but it's just pretty scenery.
I think this type of shooter, I don't know. It just feels like I'm fine with it just being this linear, like scripted thing. Like, it doesn't have to have
right.
That shit.
And
like,
when it's at its,
you're gonna do like, it, when it's you're working, do it right. Like,
right. Try. Like, when it's working is when it's those linear pieces. Like, it's like the linear level design. You're moving from point A to point B. It's just like the open world's weird. I don't dislike it. I do like that there's like, hey, here's some other shit to do. You don't have to do any of it. You can just go to, you know, from point A, you like take your skiff, go to point A, then go to point B, and then go to point C. But you can also like find other locations to kind of explore and get upgrades for Jack and who you can play as well. That's another thing I do like about it is you can choose which character you want to play as.
You just play as the main character of that chapter.
Yeah. So like you go in, I guess the game starts and starts you off as JD, but you can actually change to Del or to Jack. Or like,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can flip your character.
You can do that, but every time I try to do it, it's like somebody in this game has to be this character. So I don't know if that opens up within chapter 2. Like, you can't not be JD in the first chapter.
In the first act. Yeah. Or just the first chapter, or
I mean, as far as I can tell, it's the first act. Whenever I went in, and then it's the same thing with Kate. So it might be something that opens up in the open world. Mm.
So has anyone beat the game?
No. Don't think so.
That's funny as hell.
I mean, I will. I'm playing it. I'm playing like a few levels a night. But
keep playing multiplayer. Keep playing Horde.
I mean, I am. That's not gonna stop. Like, yeah. I think I hit level 91 tonight. So,
holy shit!
I've been playing a lot of multiplayer.
My friend told me he was like level 50 something today. I was like, what? Like, I thought I was like pretty badass. I'm like, I'm level 18, dude. But I'm not playing. I played Horde once. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know if either Tony or Earl pointed it out. Like, we're there loading into the game, and they're like,
we're all like 4, 5, 6, and here's Chris, 79.
It's like when my friend was like asking to add you guys as friends, I was like, I know my buddy Chris will probably be playing this game for like fucking years, so I'll let him know, you know.
Yeah, I mean, this will probably be my multiplayer game until next year. So,
and it's like that's the thing though. It's like my friend, like that's probably the only game he's like that, and Madden will probably be like the only games he plays till Halo comes out. You know what I mean? Like he doesn't play every game that comes out,
right?
So he's like looking for somebody that fucking play with him. I'm like, dude, I'll work on it. It was the funniest conversation ever. Anyways,
yeah. So am I the only one that's played any Escape at this point? I guess
I played through it once.
Is it exact? Oh, I think you folks explained this to me last week. That's the one when you are taken by a snatcher and then have to get out.
Yeah,
I do want to try it one. Yeah,
it's fun. So last week I was just playing the Challenge Hive, which was actually called the Hive, I think. And that one was a little bit easy. Like, now there's the Challenge Hive this week is called the Hunters, and there's a bunch of those sires. They're the ones that will like grab you and try and drag you away.
Yes.
And there'll be like two or three of them attacking you at once. So it's possible that your entire team gets snatched, which is annoying. Another thing that is annoying is when your teammate just starts running at the beginning and doesn't stop and goes all the way to the end, aggroing all of the enemies. So when you get to the end, it's just him dead because he has a ton of these enemies there and he has no ammo because you start off with just a pistol. And then you and your other teammate roll up and it's like 40 fucking enemies, a boss. It's like, great, thank you. And then we die and it takes you back to the safe room and he does it again.
You're just supposed to carry him through it, dude. That's
no,
all.
No, I just fuck it. At that point, like, well, we did it again and then it launched us back in the safe room and then our other teammate quit. And I was like, well, this is impossible doing it with just two people, especially one who has zero kills. He has killed absolutely no one in this entire game. I don't know if his thought of he was a level one going in, so he obviously hadn't played.
Maybe he thought it was just like, you just all you do.
Yeah, you just run
it's
to
the end.
It's
probably like and a 6 year old.
Yeah, probably. Exactly. It's going to run.
All mad at him.
It's going to run through there. It's like, this is why I don't play with headsets.
Didn't anymore. Want to fight.
Yeah, it's like I'm a pacifist. I just want to set my venom bomb off and go get on the helicopter. You know, the helicopter doesn't show up until the doors are shut and all the enemies are clear. So, but it's a fun little mode, and I'll be interested to see what they do in week 5 because right now they're rotating through the first 4 hives that they have. But in week 5, they'll be introducing a new one. So it's interesting to have like new content come out in a game like this on a regular basis. But that's Gears. Anybody else play anything else?
Just, are we getting that little like mini fucking Horde mode? What is it called? Just the shorter Horde.
The one that was like 25 levels?
Yeah.
That would be nice. I think we would all like that because
What was it called? Like,
it was like I don't know. Horde Rush or something like that. I don't know. I don't remember. But it was just like a 25 level.
That's what I need. 25. That's a good normal time to play a game. 25 levels.
50's okay.
Nah, it's like, dude, by the time I'm like at level 30, I'm just like, I want it to be over. Like, and it's just like you're climbing on the hill from there.
Well, see, if you had played with us, it would have been over at level 30.
Exactly. Level 31, see ya.
Yep. Game just kicked us out. Didn't want us playing anymore.
That's hilarious.
That's Earl was
awful, but it's hilarious.
It's annoying because we were on a roll. Like, we were like, I don't know. I don't feel that
it's so hard to get five guys together.
I know. These days, yeah.
That's where we were. We were doing incredibly well. That's
very sad. Like, that's, I think one thing, like, I don't know if we should touch on it more or whatever, is like, that was in like versus, like, you'll finish a match in versus and you just get an error at the end, and like, I've lost it, Chris. Like, today there was a match, I didn't get anything for it. It just said error, like, and then it was just like, see ya. No point. What? Like, when I brought my tour thing, it didn't move at all, right. The dial. Like,
so now, was the match over? Did it finish,
yes,
or did it happen in the middle? So
it always is at the end. It's always at the end for me. Why?
Yeah, so I have had it like where it kicked me in the middle of a match and, oh, like stalemate or whatever.
Yeah, I've never gotten that.
And I didn't get like that. But I have also gotten that error, but I know that I was getting advancement because I completed something during that match and then I went and checked and it had given me the points for it. So it seems random that it's like either not always working or
it just feels like this should be ironed out by now.
You would think, but like even like Call of Duty and Battlefield, like, you know, they run into online issues a month into their fucking release. So
yeah,
it's not an excuse. It's not right. Shouldn't
it
happen.
Does, like all it happens to me. It happens to me once a day on Versus, at least, and I play 3-4 matches tops a day. You know what I mean? That's like my definition of playing it a lot. You know what I mean?
Right. And I mean that it should just be able to connect and be like, hey, here's the stats back and forth. Here's what you unlock.
Yeah, it seems like pretty basic shit. I don't know.
But also, I don't know anything about game development, so like.
Feels like it's a Microsoft game. It should be fucking perfect. Like,
they would think, but also the Gears fandom is fucking loony.
I saw you say that. What do you mean? Like, there's like fucking.
They're just a bunch of like, well, oh, there's not enough characters to play as. Like,
okay, I guess I can't tell the difference between any of them, anyways. What? Like on the monster side.
Oh, well, I think they mean like Horde and stuff, where like each character has a special ability and stuff like that. Yeah,
no, they're actively talking about Versus. Like, they want more skins, and it's like, I don't know.
I can't tell the difference between what's the bad guys called? The Swarm?
I can't
tell. Like, they all look like monsters to me. They look like Creature from the Black Lagoon.
They do. And I do get, like, on some level, like, all right, yeah, Queen Mira isn't in the game yet. I guess Rom isn't in the game yet. Like, he was the boss in the first one. And Scourge from 2. But they'll be there over time. Like, you don't dump all of your fucking characters that you're going to have in the first week.
But you want people actually have a chance to play as them.
Right, like you roll them out, like, hey, get excited because here comes the Scourge pack or whatever. And then for on the COG side, all the characters, they either have Horde or Escape abilities, so they have to kind of be tuned there. I get like, oh, like, why can't we play as Cole or Dom or Baird? Calm the fuck down, like they'll be there. It's and people like actively saying that they wished loot boxes were back. this system of unlocks, which is just like you playing the game. The more you play the game, the more you unlock, is evidently shitty because they're not getting their unlocks as fast as they want them. So I don't know. I'm sure it's all game communities, but the Gears one is just like, I happen to follow their subreddit, and it's just a fucking nightmare. It's constant complaining.
Strange beings.
Yeah. I'm sure Halo will be just as bad. Like, it's like,
I can't wait.
It's like, these are the biggest fans of the game, like of the series, right? Like, they're the ones that want to talk about the game series every day.
And here's Mr. Teabag 420.
Right. And all they do is fucking complain. I don't even think they just like to complain. I don't. Anyway, did you guys play anything else this week? I mostly just played that. There were a couple other games, but we can skip them. They were little, not important.
Every game's important.
I played some NBA 2K20.
Every game is important.
Except that one.
This game plays like ass, by the way. It's not, really? It's not the best playing 2K game. My career player, it feels like I can't play defense. He loses the ball whenever somebody's close to me on offense. He's always throwing to the wrong guy. It feels bad. Which, huh. I mean, I play NBA 2K every year. Like, you normally feel like a superhero, which you probably shouldn't. Like, you every play goes the way it should go. And, you know, your moves all work. And now every time I try to do a crossover, my player loses the ball. And my player is, because I got the expensive version of the game, he's already 83 overall. So it's not like he sucks.
Right, he's a good player.
He's a good player, and I don't know. It just it feels really hard to play. Like, we try to shoot the ball, and for some reason, my player's release time is like 2 seconds. So there's been a few times where I've been wide open, but it takes my player so long to shoot that he gets blocked.
I just love that you had to pay for the good player. It's awesome.
Well, you can pay. You get the. I forget what it is. It was like the Dwayne Wade edition. And you get all those extra, the VC, the stuff that lets you level up. Which you can buy like as a currency. So it's kind of like the way to level up quickly.
Right.
So, you know, I don't want to spend whatever 90 hours playing, earning all those
natural
games. So get the, we'll pay an extra $30 and get up there quickly.
Oh God, that's awful.
You get some other stuff for it too, but that's the big thing.
So how about Madden? How are you surviving in that one?
See, I like Madden. I got into franchise mode playing with the Patriots. The one thing that made me sad, so Josh Gordon, was stuck into Madden this year. They put him on injured reserve because of his like situation.
Mm-hmm.
That's the game equivalent of being on the suspension list. And of course, the day after I started my franchise, they reactivated him, brought him back into the league. So I had to play my entire first year of the Patriots without him because they stuck him on injured reserve, and that was like my version of the franchise. So that sucked, but
I played Madden this week. I have a fun Madden story.
Oh no.
I played, I bought Madden, whatever last year's was it 19?
19.
I had bought that at some point, like when it was on sale, really cheap, I guess. And, I was like, I'm gonna give it another shot. And I played like whoever the Bears are playing next. I can't remember who, but, like on defense, I was actually like surprisingly good on defense. Where normally I feel like I don't know what I'm doing. And on offense, every single fucking drive. I mean, I got in the red zone probably 2-3 times, but every single drive, I threw an interception.
Sad.
So it was like I'm never playing Madden again. But like, it was just so frustrating. I'm like, do I have no vision for what the fuck is going on here? And I guess not. Like, I guess it's not as easy as it used to be the last time. Like,
nope.
I think I think the last Madden I played seriously was probably Madden 08, like where I played like a, you know, I played the shit out of it, right? Like, so that was what, fucking well over a decade ago.
Yeah. Like, if you can't look at the field and know what coverage they're playing, you're going to have a really hard time throwing the football.
I just think I panic and I, like, pick, like, I think I predetermine what two routes I want to throw to, and I only look at those two, I think, is part of it.
Well, I mean, that part of it is fine. Like, you need to know who your primary receiver is. But when you're looking at it, you're like not looking at the route. You should be looking at like your keys on the route, and it's something like the game now teaches you because you're not just going to know that.
Yeah, and there, I do remember there was like an extensive like training camp thing or whatever I did, but that was like months ago. So, anyways, I suck at Madden. It's the moral of the story.
Fair enough, Jeff. You play anything this week?
Madden.
Madden.
And, you know, Gears. Just basically, like, shit like that, kind of waiting for Zelda. Like, I don't want to, like, dig into, like, some big game, you know,
right,
with days to go on a game I really want to play, so.
Earl, you play anything else besides Gears and Borderlands?
I think you that, oh, a lot I of
Borderlands.
A lot of Borderlands, way too much Borderlands. I'm just full of Borderlands. I think some more Dead by Daylight, which I've been playing on and off again. I have not gotten to play the Stranger Things stuff yet, which I am disappointed by. So hopefully, well, not this week, and hopefully by next week I get to mess around with that a bit.
Wait, so Dead by Daylight has Stranger Things stuff?
It has Stranger Things content got added this week, I think Tuesday, and I believe now one of the killers is the Demogorgon.
Huh.
I don't know about the rest of the content, but I've heard really good stuff about it from my friends who I do play Dead by Daylight with. So yeah, I don't know how much, I know I've talked about this on the show before, I don't know what you know or play the game, but like they do have a lot of traditional horror villains in here. So Freddy's in here, Michael's in here, the
Leatherface too, isn't he in there?
Leatherface, the thing from Saw.
Jigsaw.
Jigsaw, yeah. But it's I think like the pig mask person.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Yeah. And I do like how they pay homage to the characters in certain ways. Like, I mostly play as the survivors. The survivors are a whole different beast because, like, Rory Strode's in here. She looks nothing like Jamie Lee Curtis. Like, if you told me this is supposed to be Rory Strode, I would not believe you. Like, it's not even like somebody who dresses like her. So, but yeah, like, Michael, for instance, he can trigger something where, like, it's really cool. It's also really frightening when it happens. But he triggers something, and then the music starts. And when the music's on, he essentially can he can only like walk at a pace. But if he gets you, it's you pretty much get down in one hit instead of the usual two. Freddy can put you to sleep, and you enter a nightmare state, and you have to find like an alarm clock, or your teammate has to snap you out of it to wake you up. The pig mask from Saw, when they knock you down, they could put one of the face masks on you, and like it won't do anything until you like fix the generator. And once you do, then it's kind of like a countdown comes, and you have to remove it before it snaps on your face, and you remove it from your.
Sorry,
that's actually pretty smart though. Like,
I like the way they incorporate all these different horror. Like, it's a great way to get unique characters while also paying homages to all these terrific horror franchises at the same time. And I am, especially with how that turned out, even though it's a good game from what I played, but especially compared to how the Friday the 13th game turned out with all the headaches with that right, the fact that they were able to get so many different horror franchises represented in here is quite astounding, to be honest.
Hey, but what's there on Friday the 13th like is amazing, dude. Like, they fucking poured detail into that game. Do you play that, or do you own that? Anybody, please?
I believe I own it because it was free to play. It was free on the PlayStation 4 at some point, so I believe I have access to it.
I mean, on Xbox.
I think I bought it at some point when it was like $7.
Let's play that game, dude. I'm sure there's people that still play it. Like, fucking, it's a good, in my opinion, that game is like underrated, dude. Like, yeah, it feels a little rough around the edges, but like, there's so much affection in it. Anyways.
It's sad that they never got the, was it the Grendel? Was that the ship from Jason X?
Yeah. Also, it's sad what's going on with that series, like, in general. Like we don't have a new Jason movie in over a decade now? Or almost a decade now?
Yeah.
And there's no one in sight because of legal battles.
Yeah, it's a shame, because they looked like they were getting ready to release stuff for, like, release
other
maps. And so actually, I believe that the spaceship was done. They just didn't get to release it.
I mean, even sucks. More than that, it sucks because they can't even like patch or fix the game because they can't do anything to change the content as it is.
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah. That sucks as well. So,
but like, dude, what they like were able to scribble on the page before the book got shut. Like, honestly, I think it's like a really underrated game of this generation. Like, it deserved like. It just deserved more notice, at least from like horror fans. Like that should have been. I think it was a pretty good big hit, but just I don't know.
I think it
got shit on a little bit.
I think it got. I think it because it was one of those games that kind of on trough, and over time they added a lot of content and a lot of different Jasons and stuff like that. But I think ultimately it was the rights that kind of killed because like it was. What is it? Easy access type? It was an easy access type of game. So some of those come with a rub until you hit, like, oh, this is the final version of it. And right. I think because that never happened, and then the whole thing was like, oh, we can't do anything to the game. It just kind of shut the door on it. Because it's not like a dead game, but it's not a game that's evolving.
Right. It can't grow at all.
Yeah. It's a damn shame. But, I mean, the one thing that is true, though, is it did have a rough launch. Like, I do remember I was really mad at the game for months. It's easy to forget now because I think it still, like, basically works now. But, like, you couldn't, like, find a game unless you went to the Xbox Clubs tab. Like, there was the only way to get into the game is, like, find private matches that people were setting up. It was that broken. But, yeah. Rest in peace, Friday the 13th.
I miss you. All of it. Movies and games.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it is now Zelda time for Jeff.
We fucking came in under the wire there. Good job.
Okay, Jeff.
I think we'd have this 20-minute conversation to have about rutabagas.
About
rutabagas.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Just well, as an aside, because
go from Wikipedia on this.
go ahead, Earl.
There was a threat. I don't know if any of you are members of Reset Era or Resetter or whatever they want to call themselves. There was a threat on it today where somebody was complaining about going to the past and how they think they didn't understand why this game was so highly rated by everybody. And they were talking about, like, I don't know what it
is. Mars.
But
I need to go have a talk with them.
But they were like, I haven't finished the game yet, but I'm getting close to the end. I just got the Master Sword, and I'm heading towards the castle. And like everybody's like, you're not getting near the end of the game.
Oh, dude, that's how I was when I was a kid, though. The first time I played it, I was like, oh, this is really good. And then I'm like, wait, what?
But yeah, like the fact that somebody made it, like, oh, I'm like near the end of the game, and it just wasn't that. Like, I don't get why.
It's so funny.
And everybody's like, yeah, you're kind of like, you're not even at the halfway point of the game yet. Like
at the end of the intro. At the end of the first act.
And that's kind of what they were saying was like, oh, it feels like the game's just getting going and I'm wrapping it up. And everybody's like, yeah.
It literally is just getting going.
Dude, it did that, like, it did that trick perfectly to me when I was a kid, though. Like, I had the same reaction.
Oh, I see it. A Link to the Past. Is this it? I feel like I'm missing something.
Yes. And it's funny because like they mentioned that they played other Zelda games. And I'm just like, especially if you played like Ocarina of Time or Wind Waker, kind of know there's like that second wind where it's like, oh yeah, and this is where everything changes. And like the fact that you don't assume that came from somewhere and you're just going to take it at face value, like, okay, this is near the end of the game. Actually, is there any Zelda game where like the Master Sword is like the final thing you get? It's so weird because it's the most powerful weapon in the franchise, but it's like something you get halfway through most games, and you get better swords or weapons before then. Or in Breath of the Wild, in case you don't even have to get it.
Wait, I was reading the last sentence, but I like skimmed it, and I thought he said that he had spent $60 on it. I'm like, where are you spending $60 on? On Link to the Past in 2019, but that he would have been pretty mad if he had spent $60.
Yeah, he would have also paid a third of the game. Right, so, yeah. But yeah, I thought that was funny. And I remember the forums, but sometimes I don't pay attention to the game inside. I don't pay attention to the off-topic side either sometimes. But Jason Schreier from Kotaku retweeted that. I'm like, I have to read this. And it's just a lot of people saying, like, yeah, just keep going.
Yeah. Did you read through? Did he ever say anything?
Like reply?
He did reply, and one, he even when people started saying that, he kind of doubled down. He's like, "Oh, but I got all the pendants. Like, I'm getting the Master Sword. I'm going to the castle, so I assume this is the end." And he did get to the Dark World. He's like, "Oh, okay, so it's like two maps now." And everyone's like, "Yeah," and then there's even more stuff after that. So,
yeah, like 24 comments, and he goes, "Sorry, I can't reply individually, but how am I not even halfway done? I've cleared all the dungeons and been all over the world. I have all the pendants." You don't know what you're doing, dude.
Yeah, so, and I will say, even
I'm jealous of him.
Are you?
Yeah, to be able to experience that all for the first time now, it's like, that's awesome. Anyways.
And I hope that Link's Awakening does well, because I would love to see Link to the Past remake in that style.
I would like to see a new game in that style.
Like, I was going to say, I would like to see a lot of games in that style, honestly. It doesn't even have to be Zelda related.
Yeah, like that like kind of claymation looking.
Yeah.
Like I really dig 2D like top-down Zelda. Like I would like to see like a brand new one like of that level, like a $60 Switch game. That'd be awesome.
I will say this much, and I know we're supposed to be letting Jeff go. Nintendo gets a reputation for kind of recycling games and ideas, but it's so sad they did not recycle art styles, because they've come up with a lot of really great looking ones that they use for like one game, and then like, oh, you know, we tried, it worked, but let's try something new. Like,
Wind Waker.
Yeah, I would love Wind Waker. Skyward Sword, I think, has a really great, like, the painted style that I think would look better in HD than it did in standard. It could kind of work in standard definition, because that blurry field did give it a painted look as well. But I think that you would actually get the painted detail in HD. I think the Kirby games, Epic Yarn and Yoshi's Woolly World and Yoshi's Crafted World, I think those are all great. Like, they're all kind of similar, but that crafted look is really just kind of neat, and I would like to see, I mean, there's a little big planet, but good games use it.
Yeah. All right. Jeff, I'm a little annoyed. Just one piece of news. Bloodstained. Was it Ritual of the Night? That's the new one, right?
That is
coming to Game Pass this month.
Is it really?
I just bought it.
Did you really?
Yeah.
For full price?
No, it was on sale. I got it for like, I don't know, it was like 20% off or something.
I don't know. It's a good game. I didn't finish it. I'm not quite sure how far I even got into it, but like I played a ton of it, like. And it's awesome. Like, you're gonna like it. Like,
yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Just like now, I'm starting to like get to the point where I should just wait on shit, because
I've waited on a lot of games this year that I would have.
They're showing up.
Give it a shot. I'm passing on Crash Racing, like that Crash Racing remake or whatever. It's $10 off right now. I'm like, you know what? If I think I wait, I can get another $10 off. Like, I'm like being like that cheap about it. Like, you, but like at you, some point, you know, buy it that cheap, then it's like, I don't care how much I play of it. Whatever.
All right. We will be back. Did you have something, Earl?
I was just going to say the next PlayStation State of Play was announced for next week as well. So we have that to look forward to. And I'm happy they announced it, but I'm also really just, their scheduling for this has just been weird because we had one in April, one in May, and then nothing until the end of September. And like, you know, Jeff's getting excited for Link's Awakening tomorrow or tonight or right now. But also the Switch Lite comes out today. So is anybody picking that up? I guess not.
I like want to get my girlfriend one for like when Animal Crossing comes out and shit, like force her to play with me. But other than that, no.
I mean, it looks like a nice little system, but yeah, I don't have a need for it yet. And I'm sure if my son asks for one, we'll get it for him for Christmas or something. But what he wants for his birthday is a list for AMC.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. Yeah. Good influence there. Way to go.
Yeah, he was like, I want to go to the movies. Like, all right.
Take him to see Rambo Last Blood tomorrow.
I mean, to be fair, he hasn't been Gears of War, so you probably won't see anything new.
Yeah, there you go.
So
it's I don't know. There's nothing in Gears of War that kind of reaches the cruelty.
Have you shown him? Have you shown him Rambo 4? Yeah.
No, I did not.
And it somehow sounds like the new Rambo is more perverse than that one. Oh, I think I checked it before we started recording. It's like at 33% of Rotten Tomatoes. So yeah,
I was expecting bad reviews, but no Switch Lite for us, I guess.
Eventually.
Probably. Yeah, eventually. We will have Zelda next week. We will have State of Play next week. Not sure if there's anything else.
I mean, I know this is big on the social medias. I don't know if any of you are picking it up. Untitled Goose Game.
I watched the trailer, like the really long trailer for it last night, and I don't know, maybe. Are you going to get it?
I know anything about it.
There's so many people like are like, I don't know if they're saying it ironically or not, like, oh, I'm so getting that game, but or like seriously or not, but like, to me, it does look like one of those like adventure type like click on everything games, and I don't really love those always.
Yeah, you might want to skip that.
You know what I'm saying? Like games where it's just like click on this, click until you figure out like the really obscure fucking puzzle they thought up. I don't know. I'm not super into those.
So, hey,
what was that game that you loved that was exactly that a few years ago? The type spot.
The what?
It was the Titanfall year. You had this like artsy game.
Oh, that was really cool, like mind puzzle.
That game is exactly what you just described.
No, I'm talking about like one of those like adventure games where it's like you're kind of doing a story, but you're just like clicking on shit to like solve like these I'm trying to remember the game. What's the name of the game that you're talking about? The Witness. That game is just like really like it's a puzzle game. Like it's based on actual like just you look at a board and solve the puzzle on that board. That's different than like these adventure games where it's like you have to like really like figure out what the hell the writer was thinking like that would solve the puzzle. Like it's
no, that is exactly what The Witness is. I'm sorry.
No, not at all.
Just as a quick aside, if anybody's interested in it, I assume we all have these anyhow, but if you have an Epic Games Store account, the Batman Arkham Trilogy and the Lego Batman Trilogy are all free games right now.
Yes, they are.
So, even if you don't have a PC, I mean, it's 6 games for free. Two of them are really great, and then Arkham Knight's around. So, you know, everybody needs a call.
It's so true.
And those Lego Porsche. Batman games are
good. The Lego Batman games are fun. But yeah, and then Arkham Knight, you can just kind of look at being there, I guess.
It's pretty.
Yeah.
It's like whenever I buy my Batman collections and I get Batman Forever, I'm like, oh, it's neat to have a coaster.
Oh, come on. It's not that bad.
I would rather watch Batman and Robin.
Fine.
But yes, this is not us being pro Epic Game Store, but they are giving me free games, so up your game, Steam.
Yeah. And I mean, 6 games in 1 week that's nice.
Yeah. We're you, Spider-Man PS4.
Right. I log in every week to on Thursdays to Epic to get my free games. I have a huge library now with them that I played one game on.
It's fantastic because I've actually never used their game store, but because I have an Epic account for Fortnite and all this other stuff that they do, I'm like, oh, I just kind of log in, pick free game, and go about my business.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how long it does it last a week, because I assume it's going to be it should be up still when this podcast goes.
Because it's free now through September 26th, and then September 26th, a game called Everything and Metro 2033 Redo are the free games for next week.
There you go, more free games.
Go get your Batman.
Get your Batman, and also when this comes out, it will be it will be Batman Day 2019, because Batman Day is September 21st this year. So get your bat wings out and get ready to party.
Yes. Wait, why is that Batman Day?
I don't know why they picked that day, because it's, as far as I could tell, Batman Day has been in March, June, July, and September.
so this is the fourth Batman Day this year. I don't understand what's happening.
So does DC just decide which day is Batman Day?
Seems like it.
Maybe Calendar Man decides.
They should probably pick one year.
I think they've done it. I think 1 year was his actual, like, Bruce Wayne's fictional birthday. I think 1 year was the actual anniversary when around the time when the character made his debut. The other ones, I just don't know what they're picking.
They should just do it based on, like, the lunar calendar, so it's always, like, moving.
That's kind of what it sounds like.
Yeah, but not...
That's what I was thinking, too. Like, it changes every year.
It's like my wife's birthday. Why is it always on a different day? I don't understand. Of course I missed it.
Keeps moving around.
That's pretty good.
All right. We'll celebrate Batman Day after you're done listening to this.
It's fucking Zelda Day, motherfuckers.
Not when this goes up. It will be past Zelda Day. It'll be Batman selfish.
Day. You can play Zelda on Batman.
I probably will.
Yeah. Wear a Batman shirt, play Zelda.
I'm wearing a Batman shirt right now, no joke. 1989 logo.
It's a good Batman shirt.
Good night, Batman.
Yes. We'll be back next week. Jeff, say good night, Batman.
Good night.
Batman.
Real short story, though. So this was last September. We're going to Vegas, and I can't remember what time the flight was. I think it was like 10:30 a.m., right? The day before, we're like, oh, we're going to kick off vacation. Woo! We had randomly found acid for the first time that I haven't done acid since I was like a teenager. And we're like, yeah, we found this acid. Let's take it. We're a party tonight. And then we'll just hop on the plane and sleep on the plane, guy. Like, you know. So we did the acid. I don't know if any of you have ever done acid. Like, it's hard to sleep after it. Basically, got to the airport on, like, I don't know, 3 hours of sleep, maybe. And we're like, check in, get through security, all that. And we sit down, we go to the bar, and actually, my girlfriend's up at the bar getting us like 2 Bloody Marys. And as she's ordering, I hear someone next to me like, oh, it's delayed. Everyone starts talking about it's delayed. This is a real small airport, so it's like our flight that everyone's talking about. We did not land. So we're like, this is like 9 a.m. I don't think we got on a flight till like 8 p.m. or some fucking outrageous time. I was not like at my hotel till like fucking 11 p.m. Vegas time. Like, that was the most awful, gut-wrenching, horrible, like life-examining fucking day of my life. I fucking hated it, dude. Like, it, like, ruined my entire fucking vacation. Like, I don't know if you could imagine, like, you feel like shit. You think, all right, all I gotta do is I'm gonna drink a fucking drink, get on the plane, go to sleep, I'll wake up, I'm on vacation. No. You're stuck in hell. Like, oh, God. It sucked.
That's why I always find it fascinating when people do stuff like that. Like, I'm gonna stay up all night and sleep on a plane, or I'm going, or people who take like medicine and drugs beforehand, and I'm just like, there's so many X factors that you can't control. Because literally, I've been on planes before. The last time I flew to London, I got on the plane, we're ready to take off, and the plane gets hit by something. I still don't know what it got hit by.
My problem was I hadn't done that drug in so long. I like forgot about the fact that like you can't like sleep after it, like as you're coming down and shit. So it was just like, oh no, oh this, oh no. Like, we had taken it at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon the night before. I figured, oh, it'd be done by midnight, we'd just go to sleep. No, didn't go like that at all. It sucked so much, dude. And the other thing I forgot too is like the day after you do it, you just feel awful. Like, it's the worst. Like,
this sounds like a wonderful thing that you should expose yourself to on a regular basis.
Yeah, this thing is awesome.
That's like one thing I just didn't remember. Like, it's an awful feeling the next day. Like, it's just like you don't know what to do with yourself. Like, you just want to like sleep and feel better, but you can't sleep because you're like, your brain is wired and your brain is still like lit up, like thinking about shit. It just sucks, dude. That's the downside. So if you ever get the chance, just keep that in mind. You want nothing to do the next day.
Or
fair enough. You could
just not do it.
You could also just not do it. I would recommend trying it once in your life, but
good.
I'm too old.
Never too
anyway.
Old.
All right. Let's do this. You guys good?
That was the show. Sure. I thought we were good.
I thought that was the whole show.
That was pretty. I mean, that was fun.